You're listening to the best tea in the city
on Kaya 959.
Hey, good morning. I hope you're well. It is a fantastic day. Later on, there'll be a downpour around Johannesburg. I hope you're ready for that. I hope you brought an umbrella. However, you don't need it because, for now, that is, for the next 3 hours. All I need from you is to ask a very difficult question, or for you to answer a very difficult question. Is love on the horizon for you? That is if you're looking. And if you're dating, is this forever? Can you invest? And if you're starting to ask questions while married, is love still on the horizon for you this year?
The best tea in the city, Monday to Friday, 9 a.m. to midday.
Good morning.
Good morning, Bratty, and how are you?
I am good.
I'm great.
Osapela.
Disappear.
You know, you're looking. You are very radiant.
I'm radiant.
Yeah. not tender lunch.
And I was waking. I was fully booked up until the end of the year. So thank you to the spirit and thank you to God that I'm able to work even in these difficult sometimes.
Yes.
It's great. Now, it's wonderful.
How did the tour go?
Pardon?
The tour. How did it go?
The tour went very well. The tour went extremely well. We made magic, me and my spiritual sister, Pointle.
Yes.
And we're still touring. We've got another tour coming in towards the end of this month on the 28th, 29th, and the 30th.
Ah, wonderful.
And it's a couple, funny enough, before me and you can decide that you're going to do a love reading for this month.
Yes.
And funny that when we were in the spirit, we decided that this month, me and Paul decided that we're going to be focusing on couples. So, this tour, it's focused on couples. So if there are couples that are out there and they are interested, they can just follow me on my social media pages, Tebogo Mofete on Facebook and Tebogo Mofete on Twitter. Mm. And just to get more information about it, because it's a couple of things. It's going to be exciting. It's going to be great. You've got an opportunity to share breakfast with both of us and also just to be around our space and obviously with a reading and individual reading, you know. People think that when they come as a couple, they're only going to be read as a couple, but also individually, yeah.
Okay. Our first case. Okay. We spoke yesterday. Let me give just a preamble. Kay is HIV positive. She's dating this guy, and she finally likes him. But the guy has a problem in accepting that she is HIV positive. Therefore, the last occurrence, which is probably this past weekend, is he insisted on making love without protection. Now, Kay is frustrated with this.
Hello?
Yes, now I'm still here, Kay. Hold on. So Kay is frustrated by the fact that, you know, the minute she opens up, Babale. Kay, did I summarize what you're going through?
Okay. The person that I was dating now, hold on, Kay.
I tried to summarize what you and I spoke about yesterday, so I think I'm spot on.
Okay.
So your biggest question to the medium, Tebogo Mofete, is you want to know, should you be honest, or do you want to know if you will ever be in love again? What is your question?
Actually, I don't think I will ever be in love. Like, it's not simple. And like what I said yesterday, it's not the first time this thing happened, and probably it's not going to be the last time. I think the problem is that it's not simple for people like to just accept when you're telling that person, whether it's he or she telling that person that this is what's happening to me, or okay, I'm actually positive, or this is what's happening. They just run away.
Okay. What is your birth date?
Yeah. Okay, my birth date is on the 29th June, 1993.
All right.
29 June 1993. Mm. Okay. Right. How are you, Kay?
Fine, yourself?
I'm good. Okay. First of all, Bratty, what I'm going to say, I wish you'd have not told me, but obviously you wanted to just me to find
yeah,
out.
Yeah, and also to reconnect. Yeah.
So there's a lot that is happening with Kay. There's a whole lot of things, but I'm just going to try to summarize. Can you hear us, Kay?
Yeah, I can hear you now.
All right, okay. Sure.
For some reason, if you can hear us, you can listen on the radio, né? Just for the sake of time. First of all, I would advise you to be honest with your partner, but the person that you are referring to as your partner, him himself is not honest. So that's where we need to start.
Okay.
He's not only seeing you as a partner. He also has multiple partners. That's why he was rushing to be intimate with you without a protection, you know? And I'm not blaming you that you got intimate without protection, because in this day and age, you know, people should protect themselves, you know, irrespective of whatever, you know? But the person that he's dating, he's not honest. So if you are asking me now, will this relationship last? No, it's not going to last, because that person himself is not honest. But what you have done yourself now is just that you've put, you know, someone into a certain space, you know. And I can tell you now, once you're going to be honest with him about your health status, it's going to be chaotic, but nevertheless, I suggest that you become open about it and you say what's happening and you let them know that you wanted to tell them all along, but for some reason
she already told him and it's chaotic already.
I didn't know that, because you didn't say that.
Yes,
and I'm picking up in the spirit. Okay. So, you know, it can be chaotic already now, but obviously you were adult enough and you were fair enough to say, this is currently what's happening in my life. I'm this person, you know. It's not the end of the world when somebody's HIV positive, you know. By now we know.
Yes.
We live with that, you know.
Yeah.
And we care for ourselves. But, I'm just basically saying now that himself must not see it as a prison, you know. He must just say, okay, it's fine, you've told me this, let's go, let me go and test and see.
Yeah.
But what I'm saying is that himself is not honest. So he must not present himself to Kay as if like now Kay brought him this thing and he's an honest one.
Yeah.
Because Kay will be surprised that himself has a health challenge.
Uh-huh.
So I'm bringing something now.
Okay.
I'm dropping a bomb now.
So, why should Kay go on? Because obviously this relationship, like you're saying, is not going to.
It's not going anywhere.
So should she continue dating and being honest? And by being honest, you say she must, but when?
But
Zisuga, or
are you saying should he continue dating with him or with someone
else? With someone else.
With someone else.
Yeah. But now, how about Tomaba Deita? You know how it is.
Yes.
Do you then on first day say, by the way, I'm HIV positive, or do you wait and let them when?
No. I think for Kay's sake, he needs to be honest from onset. Because if you hide it, it's like you've been stringing someone along for a long time. Uh-huh. And now while they're in the midst of all the nicest things, you drop a bomb.
Yeah.
Be honest for his or for her sake, you know, to say,
yes,
this is what I'm going through. This is the kind of person that I am. This is my health status.
Yeah.
Are you going to, I'm taking as I am going forward, you know?
Yeah.
But with this current one that you are specifically, I'm referring to, it's not going to last. This person wants out, and I would say to you, Kay, please play away, far away from him, because I see him getting a bit physical with you and being dangerous to you, because somehow he's very hurt, he feels betrayed. But going forward, be open to the next person that you're going to be able, that you're going to engage with in terms of love, to say, these are my health status, I like you, you like me, let's do this, but this is the person that I am, so that you can be free. And I'm going to say to you, don't look at this as a sort of like you're in prison. You're going to fall in love, if that's what you want to ask me.
Uh-huh.
You're going to be in love, and you're going to be in love with someone who understands your status and who's willing, most importantly, listen to this, who's willing to accept you as you are.
Kay, do you hear that? All right. I think she has a problem hearing us. Maybe she's listening on the radio. Thank you for that reading.
All right.
We're going to do more.
3 teaspoons on the best tea in the city.
These are the 3 teaspoons on Will Love Find Me This Year at Tebogo Mofete. I'm single.
Am I gonna meet the right person? Is the person that I'm gonna meet, will we be compatible enough? Will we gel? Mm-hmm. Will our relationship last? If you wanna know that, stay tuned.
I'm married.
Yes, I'm married. I'm in a marriage. Will this marriage sustain me? Is it a good marriage to be in? Are we communicating well? Are we listening to each other? Are we blending? Are we in this thing together? Or the other one is just pushing the yes, or the other one is just there for the sake of the kids? Stay tuned.
All right. The last but not least, we are dating.
We are dating.
Rajol.
Rajol. And I get this a lot, eh? We are dating, but is this the right person for me?
Yeah.
Will I ever last with this particular person? What is the future between the two of us? And what are the intentions of this particular person that I'm with?
Johan, answers to those questions, you heard the man call in. Tulani, good morning, sir.
Good morning. How are you doing?
Aspile wena waka kunene. Oh, Kambule. We do have your birth date. Temboho can see it. Can see it. Temboho. It's the 6th of August.
No, don't worry. I can see it spiritually.
You can see. Oh, spiritually you can. Okay, cool. That's fine.
Tulani and Trevor.
Tulani.
Yebo.
Your question to Temboho.
My question to Temboho is, bengifuna ukwazi ukuthi ezothando zime kanjani, wabona? Ukuthi manje kunomuntu enginaye. Sihlala sonke and sengiqedeni boma almost 5 years yabona since ngikhiphile idowry iyokuvela ngakaphileli yonke yabona so kuyalena le kuyantengantenga yabona so bengifuna ukwazi ukuthi uye ngempela lo muntu lo noma kuyangakanani.
Okay. The person that you're dating, Tulani, she's the right lady for you. But I will say you are the one who's actually delaying the whole process. Because you are from royalty. There's royalty blood where you come from. So you are delaying the spirit and the ancestors are going to be very, very angry with you. Actually, your grandmother from your father's side, he's extremely angry with that you are delaying. Because they say, how can you be with this person and both of you have not klanganisa amahlosi like lehlakanise badimo. So you need to finish that process so that badimba khona uitswe ba understand or this is it's a relationship and it's a marriage. I mean, five years it's a long time. You are comfortable.
Hey.
You are too comfortable. You are in a very comfortable space, hence the delay. So stop being comfortable. She's the right lady for you. But what I will say is that work on your communication setup. You are not communicating enough, you know. Your relationship is full of assumptions, like she will do it or I will do it, ne? So walk away from that. And when individually walk on the spirit of procrastination, you procrastinate a lot, you know. So that even these things of you delaying this process of my lower is because you say,
it's a procrastination.
So finish it, but she's the right lady for you, again. So do right by yourself and do right for the ancestors. So they can be able to bless this this union, okay, and you can be able to have you're going to do amazing things, né? And then when you seal this thing off, you and the lady, please seal it with a cow because your ancestors they've got a royalty background, so they want you to seal this thing with a big brown cow that has got horns. So please note that. Then you will know what's going to happen. They're going to bless you and you're going to do amazing things.
How's it?
I know.
Yeah. Okay, put.
Yeah, well, guys.
All right. There you go. Car 959. It's a special edition. Because usually every single year we want to know what's in store.
Definitely, most definitely.
And like I said, two departments, love and money.
Love and money.
Because money means prosperity, right?
Definitely.
So those two things are always being asked about. But I find the one that people are shy, especially in the church space. I'm just assuming that even when you consult Isangom, I would like to be, in fact, no, it's not an assumption. I'll position it as a fact.
Yeah.
You don't ask about Umuntu.
But they do now.
You're going to spend the rest of your life with this person, but you don't ask that question?
They do now. You know, I was having this conversation with my friend in Point, and he was saying, you know, there's these clients that say, I don't want to hear anything. Don't tell me about I'm going to be rich. I want to hear about this person.
Yeah.
These are my giants. So they do now. I think before, and I think it also depends on the space that you are. Maybe in a church environment, you can, you know, go clicking, say, but when you're in a comfortable space, because remember, you can consult, but are you comfortable with that space? Would you rather go to a sangoma? Would you rather go to a medium or a spiritual guide or to a prophet? So it depends on the space. But people do ask now, you know, they want to know, because you can't be having a 10 years. Like I made an example earlier that you are in a marriage with somebody who's there because of the sake of the kids. Do you know how heartbreaking is that? They are not there fully committed to you. They are doing you a favor. So let's not do each other a favor. Let's be in love because we want to be there. Let's work on our issues and our challenges so that we can be able to live
and grow,
you know, and have development in our relationships.
Hey, welcome to the show. It is the best team in the city. Tebogo Mofete is here, and we've started like 9:30 already. The biggest question we're asking is love going to find you this year? And this is for you as a single and looking. This is for you married. By that I mean, maybe you're going through a turbulent time and you're starting to ask questions, right? You're wondering. Yeah, Tebogo is here. Can give an answer or two and to hear what your ancestral worlds and spirits are saying about you. Lastly, if you're dating and you're asking, are we heading the right direction? Am I on the right path? Am I with the right person? Hashtag would love find me this year. Without any waste of time. Khunzi, good morning.
Good morning.
Yes, hello. Khunzi, Tebogo is here.
Hi, Khunzi, how are you?
Yes, I'm good, thanks for you, Tebogo.
I'm good, Khunzi. Khunzi, Sibiya, Malopo. Should I use Malopo? I think Malopo will, it's the one that I want to go with.
Mulapo.
Mulapo. All right.
Yes.
Okay, pardon. Okay, what do you want to know about your love?
Okay, let me unpack it.
We don't have much time, so you need to be very concise, yeah.
Okay, I just need to know if ever I'll have a partner in future, and the relationship, I'm not sure even if I'm in a relationship, but I think I'm single, and I also need to know if I'll be able to conceive again.
Yes.
Yes,
Mara Khunzi, your name says it all.
Khunzi, it's enough.
It's enough, man.
I've got one child, and I'm turning 39 next month.
Okay.
All right.
You will definitely, let me start there, because I think that's what it's really driving you a bit, you know, up the wall. You will have another child, although you need, it's not about you having a child. It's about you having a child with the right person.
Amen.
And for the right purposes.
Thank you.
Hence they say a child is a blessing from God. You just don't have a child because you want to have a child. But to answer your question in regards with that, so just be a bit patient and get the right person. You are the problem in all the relationships. You are the problem. You are very impatient. You are not consistent. You are not always, you are a very moody person. You're a very moody person. So you need to work on those three things that I've mentioned. You will get the right person. If you say to me now, Tebogo, I'm not even sure now if I'm in love or I'm dating or whatever that I'm doing. It's because you don't know. Because when you are in a relationship, you don't go in with your whole heart. You need to work on that. So you are going to be in love. The person is coming. Look out for the name of Tepo or Etabo. That's the person that you're going to engage with. A Tepo or Etabo, but not Brati. Brati's taken.
From the pen into the fire.
Yeah, a Tepo or Etabo is going to come your way. And by the looks of things, it looks like you've interacted with one of those names that I've mentioned in your previous relationship. So work on it. Be patient enough. Be a good communicator. Work on your mood swings, because they drive men away. And men also complain, and they say that you are also not approachable. So work on your, you know, be approachable. But you're going to do amazing things, you know, and also get checked out on your womb and everything. But it's nothing serious, but just go and check it out. But definitely you will have another baby. And
with the
baby
right person.
That is coming, it's a boy. So look out for that.
The
anything
right
September. September is going to be a very good month for you, so check it out, ne?
Khunzi, bye. I did get a few that came online.
Yes.
Born the 27th of November,
mm-hmm.
1988. If love is on the horizon for me, it's been 6 years, kill a single. And some speak of the number seven and things that come with it. Is this true? I'm just hopeful.
Canelo, yeah, Canelo, you will fall in love again. Your focus, what I'm getting from the spirit, your focus is not in the right space now. You cannot want to be in love, but when you're in love, then you direct your focus to something else. Love also needs a focus. When you've got a partner, it's all about compromise. So your challenge is that you are not compromising. You are not giving your people also the attention. So if you would say to me, yes, you're going to get in love, but work on those things. Compromise, pay attention, mm-hmm. and give your people that you're going to be in relationship with time, because they complain that you are, you know, most of the times you are very busy. So work on that so that the spirit can be able to bring you the right person. Mm-hmm. But definitely you are going to be in love, you know. So look out for anything from the month of July. There's something about in your life about seven things. So you are correct. Seven things. The month of July is the seventh month. Mm. Look out for that. The number seven on the seventh day. Also on a Sunday is the seventh. Yeah. So look out for those things. They play a very critical role in your life. And please pray. You want things, but you want them, but you don't pray. Pray and ask your spirit to bring the right person for you.
Patsy, Mr. Khatel.
Yes, sir.
Yes, go ahead. Tebogo is listening.
Hi, Tebogo, how are you, sir?
Hi, I'm with Patsy. How are you?
I'm well, sir. The thing is, you guys are far from me. I can't hear you clearly.
All right, but you are. Yeah, we can hear you. 23rd June 1979. What's your question?
My question is, I want to find out this year on my money, on the finances, how am I spending? Because on the marriage side, I think I'm okay.
How do you make a marriage?
Why would you think that?
I'm married for 12 years.
You are married for 12 years. Yeah, that's going good. You are right. But just to work on your communication skills, they also lack there. So you need to work on that because you don't communicate a lot with your partner. Although it's true that you guys are very, very close. So just only work on that. Ne? And also pray for a relocation. You guys are moving somewhere or you want to move somewhere. There's something that I see in terms of relocation. In terms of money, there's nothing wrong about money. You just a big spender, so you need to work on your budget. So I can't say money. I would first say work on your budget and prioritize what you think is important for you, because if you don't have the right budget, so obviously you wouldn't know where your money goes to. So plan correctly, and what will work for you in terms of money, it's invest. Look to investment will do right for you. Look to invest, and you will do great, you know. And also look out for, don't lay your eggs in one basket. Do in different baskets so that it can be able to give you lots of money. But you will do great, you know, in terms of money. There is something coming in the month of March, after the 23rd of March. So look out for that thing. It's sort of like it's got money inside, but it's business related somehow. You wouldn't know what I'm talking about, so look out for that.
All right.
Thank you,
my brother. There you go. I'm giving you a random date. Well, sir. But can we be in jail? Now go pedal them as just about feel about what I'm thinking.
Exactly.
I mean, say like tomorrow. Tomorrow's my birthday.
Yes.
I do share it with other people.
Mm-hmm.
And I also have twins.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. People who were born with me on this day.
On that day.
Whom I don't know. Or who I've never met, but on my birthday, they'll be on my timeline and so on. Should you give me a reading now? Chances are that person, because they share the same birth date with me, will immediately say, yeah, mara, ublela ganna.
Not necessarily. Not necessarily. It, you know, people can share the same star sign and the same date of birth. Yes, there will be similarities in terms of what the universe might have for you guys. But if we would have to package it individually, there'll be, you know, a lot of things that are not...
Like nuances, twists.
Exactly. You know, you'll twist there and there and there and there. But in terms of the horoscopes and the star signs and all that, you will get that there's a lot of similarities in terms of color, numbers, likes, dislikes, all those kind of things, which are for me they're just general things.
Yes.
But if we go deeper, because as an individual we've got our own lives that are packaged individually, then there will be a lot of differences when it comes to that, you know. So if I would have to read you now. I will say to you now that you are going to do amazing things. Stop, you know, don't stop believing in yourself. I've told you this before. I can go on air that there's going to be a great year for you.
Thank
and
you.
You're going to be blessed, you know. Write that book. It's been long. Write that book.
I found a publisher.
Good. Write
like
that
book. I want to give you a report back.
Thank you. And compile that great music that you make us dance to. And you're going to do very well when it comes to music, you know. You're going to be here or in this industry rather, not specifically here, but in this industry for the longest time as possibly as you can. And you're going to do amazing things. So being your birthday tomorrow, I know your spirits are always with you. The rest, you know, what you're supposed to do. You know me and you, what we talk about off air. So you know where
when I did 12 that January 1974, somewhere around the world, I see how we.
No, this is not yours.
This is mine.
Yes.
You have a lady listening.
Mm-hmm.
She likes this guy.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not nature. No, it's not nature for her to make the move.
Mm.
Will the spirits ever say to a woman, go for it, approach him?
We are past those days whereby guys have to make moves. I mean, if you want something,
man, I get on the spirit.
Go for it.
No.
Spirit, you tell them what you want and what you supposed to, what you want to happen.
But will they give the instruction table?
Not necessarily, but okay. They will just guide you through the correct path to say this kind of person that you're supposed to go for. Because I think people want to be in relationship with one people, but they don't know what they're supposed to look out for. And that's my work as a spiritual guide to say, your person has to be in this way or in this industry or in this particular way. Cause I want to tell you, you could be looking for a person. So I'm supposed to tell you, if you want your person, because this person, people meet people. So that's where I came in to say, go within the right spaces.
And God forbid, the reality fool.
If it's supposed to, then it will happen. But I doubt it is because it's a dark side.
So
I disagree. We will have to go. The spirit will lead you to go, or where I will tell you to go. But I will drop names. I will drop locations. I'm like a guide to say this is where you have to go. Headed in that direction.
Our sister via Twitter, Kineilwe, the one that we did a reading for Teboho on Twitter, she responded.
The lady
on my Twitter. All was 6 years.
All was
only seven.
Yeah.
Ari. And Nasa Tolimut. Aroiz Uwile Nete Nwe Etaba. Meaning spot on.
Thank you. Agir,
Motugar again a pale. And Uncle T, week in and week out, Lina, keep busy about hashtag dating with Tumi Soul. I'm busy about hashtag umjolo with Zola. Agila Bile, Hanti, Macondo, and Outlane. That's the question. Her birthday, the 22nd of December 1991.
22nd of December 1991.
Kepel.
There's a bit of a problem from Pearl's side in terms of her origin. That's something. Although I know she wants to know about love, but I want her to fix her origin. I see there's what people will say, there's a kind of like a mixed breed of, you know, of culture or something. So there's a problem with that. I need her to know her real identity so that it can be able to help her to...
Where must she look? The mother's or the father's side?
The father's side.
Okay.
The father's side. There's a bit of a confusion there. So she needs to know who she is and where she comes from.
So should she claim the father's side?
She needs to claim the father's side because that's where she'll
affect
it, you know?
Aye.
So, Pele, Karo, my mate, fix that site, Osaka. She's going to get the person that she wants. You know, she's going to get the person that she wants. She needs to look in the right directions. She likes people that are that are working, but we are meeting handle, but we are
successful,
we are eating. So if she wants those kind of people, she needs to go to those kind of places those people go to. So she's
meaning she must up her game.
She must up her game. There's not necessarily something wrong with her game, but it's just for her to say she's looking in the wrong directions. So she needs to network a lot, go to a lot of functions where there's functions. She will meet this person at the function. So I'm just giving her a hint or radio. So over time, I'll be suit. That's where she needs to go to, because she's not doing that. She's looking just in jail all over. And the right person, Agassi telling him, she needs to enasale the spirit come call Kim Mozanga thing. I'm telling her now, she will call you, she'll tell you. Before the month of June, she'll meet this person. The spirit say she'll meet this person on the 5th of May or around May. So that's when the spirit will meet the particular person.
Mara, she must go.
She must go to the right places.
Ah, para suta tape.
Asa bebe right.
Thanks.
To go to the right.
I got a genie. Wandy, good morning.
I'm the Demokulele guy.
Wow, Totumela, my bra.
Happy to you. No, three things.
Yes.
I'm moving, walking, anything. It's a right thing, but I think it is. And then my marriage is something right now. And I want to make it's a Mosinitipo Bana, a Chelatea Hana.
Okay, so those are the three things.
Okay, but look up and Sabana. Mosinitipo for Bana, or Mosinitipo or I introduce Sabana, or the Mosinitua.
No. Okay. Okay.
No,
Okay, so okay, they're moving house.
Yes, that is long overdue. So them moving, it's a great thing. You know, they've been wanting to move for a long time, and yeah. I would believe that the house that they're moving, it's a double house. You would understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Thank you. So you are moving in the right house, and then what's the other thing?
The other thing is finances.
Finances.
Yeah.
Finances.
It's take a taking.
It's not that he's got issues with finances. He's just had a lot of commitments, and he knows there's nothing wrong with his finances. He's just committed a lot. So the spirit says you need to finish one project and then finish it, and then you are done and move to another one. Don't do multiple projects or whatever. That's when you will think like there's something wrong with your finances. There's nothing wrong. And in actual fact, you've got lack of money when. So don't ever say that you've got to. I want to tell the finance, and I won't say the figures here because it's another thing people will start following around. You just have a lot of commitments. What you need to do, and you need to do a Thanksgiving ceremony.
Mm-hmm.
Since ancestors are saying you like to take and take and take and not give anything in return.
Mm-hmm.
So fix that.
No, but okay, just for that one, on Christmas time, we did do that. If a family collecting and saying thank you,
that's good. I can still registering on the network.
It's a Maya,
man. Pay attention to Umkulu, ne? Umkulu from your mother's side. Ne?
Okay.
Yeah, otlo motseba. O sa motseba mo matlo re ke mkhulu mfa tla bolela re ko mofeng. Ke ena tlo tlhakantsang dintho tsa gao, ne? And dintho tsa gao a di batleng batho ba bangata. You like to mix dintho tsa gao le the group of people. Do you batla o le one? There's an Ernest, a name of an Ernest. I can see where my Ernest, but it's put paronally Ernest. Whatever Ernest Kimang or Utrotla in your life, Kupomo pay attention, Utrotla can send into the house. So,
on
keep up, Doman? Shut up. Shut up.
Is that Ernest Pillay?
No.
Oh. Bye.
Thank you.
That's good news.
We can still take more. Okay. Yes. All right. When I catch in, boy, I've been here, I'm going to go back.
Okay.
After go shop like a star, so I'm not talking brati. Cliff.
Brati, how are
you? Good man.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Your question?
I want to know what's happening in my marriage, brati.
He's born the 28th of October, 1980.
What's his name again? Clifford.
Cliff,
Clifford, okay.
Getting.
Are you sure you want to know what's happening in your marriage because you've been contemplating? Are you sure that I can spill the beans or should I hide some of the things? What I can say is that marriage, it does not make you happy. That's what I'm going to tell you. does not make the marriage that you're currently in does not necessarily make you happy. And you find yourself in between of things. It's like you want to be in, you want to be out. You want to be in, you want to be out. So you need to decide. You want to make it work or you don't want to make it work. You know, the love is there, but there's still a lot of doubts. So you can't be in a relationship where you've got a lot of doubts. Obviously, it's meant to have a lot of challenges. So work on that. Work on what you want. And just decide. My motto is that motho o nna motho e mo sebeletsang. Irrespective of anything, whether you work or whatever.
Pila, pila.
It's our stability in tree. Are you stability? So, what I'm saying is that there's issues there. Work on those issues and communication issues and compromising issues. Then, you will know how to do it. And then it's not like if we are obatla tusuyas kwa koro bareker. Then to tell in the battle in a room. Bakwale munyako bali tshumele e khone ba utlorla reng bali thuse. So
therapy
e di batleng yana di thusengana tso di tla o thuse. If you don't feel comfortable, come to people like us, then we can be able to guide you further. I get
okay.
Thanks, all right, man.
Cliff,
so brati
problem kwa yena utyak.
Yeah, no, I know, brati.
So you are the only solution or problem even a solution. Yeah, your own marriage. Where?
Sure. No, thanks, Brachi.
Do the right thing. Hola. It is my top 10, a special edition at Tebogang Fetters. Right at the beginning of the year, we must ask these important questions. And one of them being the biggest department of them all. If this department is right, I want everything else.
It's right.
Dinamela Ranex. Love.
Love.
Pinky, good morning.
Uncle
T. And I can go or tell a kalayaka or dug dindi marbarakwana pinky. Anyway, welcome, darling.
No, it's
a little bit of a little bit of a little bit of a little bit of a
little bit of a little bit of
a little bit of a little
bit of a little bit of a little bit
of
a person that you're currently with now, is he the right one?
Yeah.
I think we need to first start saying that when you create doubt in your own life, that's when your whole life will all forever be about doubts. Because
Can I listen on the radio? Yes, sure. Go ahead. Thank you.
Oh, see, yes. When you create doubts about, you know, you sometimes we create things for us. That's when things don't work out, because now the universe will respond to the way you are responding to it. So it's not only about this relationship, it's about her. She's got doubts about a lot of things, and that's why she even thinks that this particular person is not the correct one. There's nothing wrong about that person. It's just that there's a money issue. I find it got chelete, but I don't think you are there for money. You are also there for love. But he's the right person. But Abu, he's a very quiet partner. Tonsa buwe le communicate right, but ke motho mo right. He's got issues of commitment. So if you would say to me, is there progress, is there the development, it will happen, but in a slow pace. That's my only problem with him. But and he's the right person. If you want to go get pace, then it's fine. But if you are like Montwarasandin to Obatlang Hubana progress ka speedy, you're going to wait for a very long time. But to answer your question, and I came to right, but Otwanto Munke got all these things taken in mentioning the shortcomings, double pillow bahai, so that it can work for you. But if you're not going to take him with those shortcomings, it's not going to work for you.
Arahan Raska Fanaga Chelete, but does he provide? See?
Does what? He provide?
That's the question.
Does he provide? Wahanaga Chelete, so he can be a provider. His money is, it's Wakalevaka. That, Lebon and Abonang Hurikilebak, and you know, our reasons are different from one another. You know, Lebakalaka Casabilakala how, but now speaking the way I'm fine tune and getting what's the word of fine tune.
All right,
I'm fine tune a fellow.
What's the word?
Hi,
how are you?
Hi,
Tebogo. Hi,
Ausimpu Mukai.
What's your question?
I just want to find out about my relationship and just finances.
Okay, relationship and finances.
My ancestors, how do I show them this appreciation, because I wasn't raised in a way that showed me that, and on how to just appreciate the things that they've left.
Yeah, it is a bad line, but I think I'm gathering what she's saying. She wants to know, obviously, about her love life.
Yeah.
But most importantly, she was raised differently. Mm. So in terms of ancestors,
She was not raised in that ancestral background. She's not privy to the ancestors world. From what I can pick up, she grew up in a household where they go to church, and it's a church setup, which there's nothing wrong about that.
Yes.
So I think she wants to start to build a relationship with the ancestors.
Yes.
So I tell her that the first thing that she needs to do, Asumpum, you need to know where you come from. What I pick up in the spirit is that people they play a vital role in your life. They are the people from your maternal side, which is your mother's side. So know where they come from. Then you would know who you communicate with. But for now, I can tell you, well, the spirit that follows you is your grandmother from your maternal side. So study it from there. She likes a candle. She likes a starch water. When you communicate with her, bring those kind of things and start engaging with her. And she'll start to visit you in your dreams and be able to take it from there. Then that's when you will start to know how you engage with your ancestors. Don't be too... There's no manual for this thing, so don't be hard on yourself. Whatever that you do in your space, it's good for you and it's right for you. I always tell people in the ancestors' world, there's no right or wrong. Even if you do a wrong thing, they say, but tabela the effort that you took to say, so even if you do the wrong thing, blame or a wrong or kapa a right, and but to guide when as time goes through, and there's money, there's lots of money. What's happening, Kaukast? Are you waiting for an investment or something? There's something about money, but follow it through, you're going to do very well. No, it's more pedis. I said it don't boy. The love thing, it will work, but look, never to a how man. But I still, there's a mixture of two. Actually, I hope I'm not revealing a lot of things here. Bye.
Okay. We still have one more time.
Yes.
One for more. Fortune, hi. Welcome.
Ajay.
Yes, hi.
Okay.
Your question to Teboho?
I just want to know about the relationship with the person I'm with. Is she a good person for me or what?
Okay, is she the one?
Is she the one?
26 February 1996.
Have you seen a trend? All the people that are giving us a call. Yes, you can, please. All the people that are calling us, they are 1991 or 96 or 95.
From the 80s,
where
are you?
Yeah, I think 80s.
Can't guess.
Yeah, just to answer you, my brother, you are with the right person. All right, for when I have to go to all, but... So maybe try and give her and spoil her a lot, you know. You are too stiff, man. You're a bit of a stiff person. Try who looks at in Totsaha or Econo last relationship. But and support her. She's complaining about that you don't support her goals. And you guys, I can tell you now, I was not there, but you had a meeting, but you had a support, and she's always there for you. Support her, mun to say, I don't almost support the photo. So, yeah, monsor, that's a messy fella now. So, she's the right person for you, and listen to her. care. You know, listen, I think the remedy is that when somebody talks, you listen first,
mm-hmm.
and then you apply your mind and you analyze and then you reply. You don't just mutwabu and then you reply immediately because you sometimes answer wrong things or in a wrong way, you know? Mm-hmm. And she's fragile a lot. And lokopane le tswana so o fela pelo o fragile so work on that, but ke motho mo right. You just need to cut some of these things, take you on katsona, everything it will be right.
All right,
you're listening to the best tea in the city
on Kaya 959.
You know, I've got this little sisters, ne? Two of them,
yes.
You see,
my favorite sisters, and you know how much I love
no them. And you see, the thing is, and as God will deal the cards, ne? One will listen, the other one won't. I didn't point a finger at anyone, but
you know what I'm here, Judith. She always wants to avoid me. I don't know. She does her best to avoid me. So just say hi to her and then just run.
That sounds like
I'm not the only one.
I have a sister here. No, she's smiling. I mean, the horizon, the love horizon here is. Oh, look at her.
Yeah.
Glowing.
Ah, this one, ah, she's so tetchum. You can see I have a mature tight.
All right.
Next all topic. Right. Yeah. Money, please.
Money is coming.
Money is coming. Don't worry. And she knows that she knows to work very hard. And she know, we spoke before and I said, the spacing that she's currently in, she needs to do something about it. But she knows what we spoke about.
Thank you.
And I said, go to the big screen, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and do what you're supposed to.
All I'm saying is, she listens.
Arigab. Kamo.
Oh, Uncle T, is that dead?
Kamo bang, avoid. Kamo.
Ah, Mara, she's out all out. Okay, it's a little bit that he said, Mara, outi he.
Outi.
Ah, one.
But outi.
Yeah.
But outi. But
only deadline, like,
No, she's very strict, and I think that's what is, you know, she wants what she wants, and she must go for it. There's nothing wrong about that, but sometimes it intimidates men, and it makes men to run away, so she needs to work on that. That's it. But she's a kind person, and she'll get the correct person.
So, Mara, this is
but
right?
She's not gonna get the issue if you that you're gonna get a different nationality or a different nationality. I think I said correct. Yeah, something to that effect.
Hmm.
Yes.
La la.
Yes, something to that effect. She's not gonna date the brothers are in Nakama.
So you've been wasting your time.
Basupa. And how about we see? We tatela batoma. What's he barokira? Right? What's he barokira? We tatela mahua.
So no more escalators for you, okay?
No more escalators.
Elevators only.
Elevators only.
What about the other two that I have? You know them, obviously, right?
Yeah.
The other three. Okay. No.
We're not together.
Together.
Yes. Yeah. You are injecting. Number two is for the one for you. Number two. The way we limit to haka thing, the way you pinpoint yes. them, number two.
But there's no other nationality in that number two.
That means they're still coming. The nationality is still coming.
But for now, I must just deal
you
with
must
number
just
two.
Deal with number two for now. Number two. And what would you say is a number two, but are you going to sustain it? No.
JJ, why is he more talking about that?
That's why I'm looking more for the
no, you busy.
The nationality is different.
Akira, you heard I've been putting fences around, so now I can just open the gates.
Yes.
That sounds wrong.
Yes, you've been putting fences around saying you don't want them to approach you.
Okay.
Let there be order in the house. This is still a radio station and a business to run. Deboko is going nowhere. We're still taking your calls.
You're listening to the best tea in the city
on Kaya 959.
Generally speaking, Debo, and talking about how we consult, you know, every beginning of the year, you can't help but want to page through that newspaper.
Yes, yes.
Or the magazine, because you know there's going to be a nice fat section about what the stars say about, you know. Because we have that curiosity as a people.
Definitely.
To try and know, one, if you're on the right path, if this year is going to be a prosperous one, and so on and so forth. Therefore, the question comes to, generally speaking, should marriage still be the goal for people? or having someone utisanalena is enough. And those are the signs of our time. Maybe that's the spirits also understand that, because maybe there's a pressure here that I need to tick a box.
What I, you know, generally speaking, what I find is that when people are not in a marriage, things work out. They are compatible and you know, things work out. But as soon as they get involved in a marriage, they tend to lose the spark, and there's that. There's this setup of we are living as a brother and a sister, or we're living as just, you know, partners, or you know. But it differs. It's not everybody. So what I can say is that when people engage into marriage, they need to know that this is about compromise. It's about commitment. It's about communicating for it to work, and for that union to benefit both of them. So they must not lose the spark, because marriage is a beautiful thing. And when people have decided that they want to do it, then they know what they're getting themselves into.
She has her own house. He has his own place. Can't they just be together but separate?
They can. There are people that are making those kind of arrangements in our days, that, you know, we can be together, but I don't want to be in a
under the same roof every day,
or see you every day, you know. I think I think it's about the setup, you know. Some people don't like they like their own privacy, they like their own space and all that. But I think it becomes difficult now when you say you're getting into a marriage, because marriage is about living under one roof. It's about being
Exactly. Yes. Can't you be then different addresses but married?
When you are married, then it's not gonna work, because marriage unites you as one thing. So it will not serve its purpose now if you're going to be there and it's gonna be there and all that now. You know, it won't even make sense to both of you. Neither is to say to other people.
I think it's a topic for another day, because I want us to delve deeper into that, because I'm sure there's someone who's in that position right now.
Exactly.
They love this person that they're with. The only thing with them not jumping the broom or skipping the broom is to then tie themselves down to one under one roof, yet when they are so perfect for each other living separately. So the expectations are there. So let's park it, and I think we'll deal with it, for especially those who are dating.
Okay.
However, I still want to ask this question. What do the spirit then say about somebody who comes to you or who hears this and says, the person I'm with, you saying the wrong person, but now I am happy here and we are both happy, and they stick it out. Then what do the spirit say to somebody like that? Because it's free will. Right?
I chose to be here with this particular person.
I saw them amongst the multitude, and I chose this one person, this one random person.
But the spirit says otherwise.
Yeah,
but
yes. Kamrat.
Comrade, you know, but it's one of those things, you know, so we might want to say this is not the correct person for you, this is not the right partner for you, but if when we put a little bit about more, then about more, so what are we supposed to do now? We are here to guide you to say this thing, and remember that our predictions or our prophecies or our readings, some of them they are immediate, some of them there are things that are still going to happen in the future. So it will depend when that thing happens, because when we say this person is not right for you, you know, with me, when people come and see me and say this person is not right for you, I won't just leave you hanging like that. I will give reasons why I say this person is not right for you, and I will also make reference to previous interactions that you had with that person to say just to say, to give you a whole thing so that you can be able to understand it better. Because when you say it to somebody,
as long as this person's not going to kill you, I'm thinking it's fine.
Exactly. Right? Yeah. But look at the pattern of what's happening now in terms of young people falling in love. There's a lot of a spirit of obsession that is going around. And that's something that people are not paying attention to. As people that are not, they are not married, they're just dating. There's a lot of spirit of obsession. You want to own the person. You believe that because you are in a relationship with them, it means that you're owning them. And that does not necessarily give you that right. So that is another topic, you know, for another day as well, because there's a lot of obsessions that are going around. People are obsessed with people, and not in the right way. There is to love and to be obsessed. And these are two different things. Love and care but don't be obsessed with this particular person.
It, that's why maybe then it explains the phrase
Kinyakamoto. Exactly. But are you willing to compromise? Because people are you willing to work on your own issues? You know, you can say about Lemotu and you've got issues. Work on your issues first. Let me say this. Start to love yourself before you can learn to love another person. That's the problem that you've got here. People don't know how to love themselves.
And they
want to commit to love other people.
Ooh, by the way, loving yourself is also dealing with your issues.
Thank you.
Because get self-love, I guess.
Get self-love.
The fact that you're missing a few hugs from daddy doesn't necessarily need to then push on to the next
thank
person.
You.
Have you dealt with it?
Exactly. Have you dealt with it? Because it's comfort maybe in some other way.
They're
not even equipped with those things that you need. Exactly.
Dr. Selepe, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Tibo.
Your question for him?
Ntate Mokule, ke batla go tseba ka tsa marato and finances, how they stand in this year.
Well, born the 1st of July, 95.
Born the 1st of July, 1995. Lerato Selepe. All right. Ntho sa go tsa marato e di kopane le wena Lerato, man. You are in between of things. You know what I mean. I get you are in between of things. Between of things. Make a decision. Batla Tebogo, batla Thabiso, batla Mpho, batla Lerato.
Unless you can get off hell, my bra.
You know, unless the Lord maybe go in a list tape then, and you've got enough money for that, then you can be able to do such things. But you're in between of things. Make a decision, you know, and then that's when you will know horo what we're saying, you know. But get the person who will understand your character. You are very vocal. You are very sweet, but you are fragile as well. So make somebody who will understand you. Because so get somebody who's compatible to you, who will be able to be compatible to each other, and then internally it's a hand. But get to understand yourself first, you know, and you will see. Finances. Please don't do anything that has to do with trading or exporting. Don't do that. That's it's not gonna work for you. Your finances are going to be great, but you need to work a lot on your budget. Your budget is also a mess. You're all over the place, you know. So know exactly what you need to prioritize in and invest in that and do that, and then once that is done, then you can be able to go to the next project. But save. You need to save. You're not saving. Save. Go and open a savings account, because you've been contemplating about that. You can't just be spending and not save. And saving is anything. Doesn't necessarily mean that you have to save a lot of money. Saving is anything. If you start saving now in January, in December you'll be having something to travel for leisure or for whatever that you want to do. Let me see. Here, who's Mpo? I'm picking up a name of Mpo. Do you know anybody by the name of Mpo?
Why is Mpo? I have a cousin named Mpo.
Mpo, did you send your WhatsApp the last 2 days?
The last 2 days, no.
No, okay. But you guys talk on WhatsApp, okay?
The last time we spoke was last year.
Okay, which is December, to be precise.
It's December.
Okay, you're right. A lot of issues there. You must tell Mpo to contact me. There's a lot of issues there that I'm picking up. But, you can be able to guide her in the right direction, because I see there's a lot of things there. And for you, there's also a Tato. Who's Tato?
No, I don't know anyone but anyone.
There's a Tato coming in terms of a relationship or something like that. So, but it's a relationship, just to be precise. Just pay attention, you know, to things that are happening around your space, and just pay attention to what you want. You know, don't be all over the place. But you're going to do amazing things, you know. Studying something about computers or IT, please follow that. So something about IT computers, follow that. That will work for you in terms of career. I overlapped in terms of your reading, because you only wanted to know two things. But yeah, also pay attention to that.
All right.
Okay.
All right.
Hey, Tana.
No. All right.
Thank you. Take a break. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the best tea in the city.
On Kaya 959.
All right. Okay. We still need to work, Doboho. I think we're having too much fun. The spirits are fighting us. Tambi, hi. Good morning.
Yeah, good morning. I'm hoping you can hear me clearly there.
No, we can hear you. What's your question to Doboho?
Okay, I just want to ask three questions about work career. I want to move to Durban, so can you please confirm that? Mm-hmm. And also relationship wise, I've got two people. My first one knows exactly that I'm polygamist, but things are just falling apart. So I just need to understand if I'm in the right track or is she the right person? Mm-hmm. And also with regards to the new person, because I like her, I love her so much, but the problem is she has got too much expenses. I understand she's a school, but also I want to understand there's the right people. I was listening on the radio because my line is terrible.
Okay, sure. All right.
Okay. The first person, the second person, from what he told me about, the second person will do. I think that's the one that she said she's expensive. I think it's because she's young, you know.
She's still young.
Yeah. So he needs to guide her to say, "Din turi sebetsa so."
Yeah.
Budget the
issue.
Teach. So the second person will do the trick for her. Okay. He's the right person for her.
Mm.
The move to Durban, it has something to do with work into an engineering or something technical company,
uh-huh.
But it has to do with work. So that's a good move because he will prosper in that area. So that's a good move. I'm happy that he finally decided to
do
go
that
on that route because he's been contemplating a lot about moving, you know.
Oh, well done to him then.
And then he asked me something about, is it finances?
Yeah.
Finances, with this kind of work, then finances will pick up. It will be much better. But he needs to appease the ancestors from their mother's side, because those are the people that are giving him all the luck.
Okay.
So that they can be able to open for more. Yeah.
All right. Palesa, good morning.
Hi, it's Palesa here.
Yes. Happy belated birthday.
Thank you very much, Dr. Mkwili.
She was born the 8th of Jan, 1980.
Our month. Hi, yes. Pali. They call you Pali, ne?
My line is a bit bad, but it's my date fine. Is the 8th of January, 1980.
Yeah. But let's see, Pali, sir.
What's your question?
My question is, will life find me this year, or will life find love, also with my career? What are my options?
All right, career and love.
I love that question. Love has found you a long time ago. It's just that when you don't want to work around it. It's like the people that you want. You can never have all the characteristics in one individual. That's what I want you to listen attentively, because when I look at a tailored man or a tailored person for you, people have got different characteristics. So for you to be able to say, the 3 points analysis on the right, sitting to try to add on to Murtor, what I would treat a drunkard. 20 no one of some tour, give out Lotorua, so Nakil Auspalis, a character, this I don't like that. I get so wrapped in by Kilbakanamu Pilum Baha, Babuti Babarai,
Babarai,
Bafitili, because when over time Peggy Fillis, and I, your Peggy Fillis, against among a Fillis, Gilman. So still, you're just gonna, get the right person, but I'm advising you not to do the same mistakes that you have done before with your previous relationships. And she asked for career, ne?
Mm.
Yeah, career, you are in the right space, but there's a lot of stagnation there. So you've also been contemplating about if you want to go to school or to further your studies. I think that will work out in your favor. And also in terms of other opportunities, don't be too comfortable in your career at this point of time. Look for other options, because there are other options. But what I'm saying is that within the industry that you are currently in, I'm not saying change careers, so I don't want to confuse you. Mm. I'm saying within the same career that you are currently in, just go for other better opportunities that will increase your income or your will rather improve your finances, and then you will do very well. But great things are coming in for you, especially after the month of June. There's a significant about you in June. I don't know what is that, but I think most of the things turn out to be good for you in June. June, Marika Aurata, so concentrate on that.
All right. We'll be right back with more.
Take the last sip. Call us now on 086-000-959.
It is Kaya 959 on the street, on the air. It is a special Tuesday edition with Tebogo Mofete, the medium. And we're asking the question, will love find me this year? That's the question. And a difficult one, depending on where you are in life.
I don't think it's a difficult question. I think it's about people want to know, where is this person that I'm going to meet? Am I going to the right places? And what am I looking for exactly? I think if we align those issues, then you know where to play. Because you can't just...
The first two, I think you can kind of be comfortable with. This is the last one.
The last one.
What am I looking for? Because what I am looking for...
Mm-hmm.
depends whether it's my mind telling me or is what I know spiritually, this is what I would like to have mm-hmm. as a partner.
Mm-hmm.
Because sometimes we choose a career, tick the box.
See, to batla a lawyer and motho a berekang go di factory, and maybe that's where you're going to get love.
Yes.
You just want so it's not necessarily that people are choosing status. They're not choosing the right people. They want status, they don't want love. They want to be
why is it because we don't want to work hard? Because love you must work.
It's because in this days that we live in, money is everything to people, and people think that when they say they are comfortable and they are loved, it's when they have been given money, and that's a wrong assumption. I stand to be corrected, but most of the people tend to say kibatlamotomoso, and then they pick up high profile people or people that are well off or either educated or their finances are in the right space, but they don't go out for to say, I'm just looking for love. Love can be the guy who opens the door at your workplace. Mm. Love can be the security guard that opens the gate at your complex. Mm. So love can be anywhere. Your person could be around, but because you're looking at the wrong places and you want status, you don't want love, you could be missing out. You could be that you're going to start a life with that person that you think is not in your status. And even make it bigger, because that's where your spirit wants you to start.
If Motohao, the right person is with the wrong person, and we're not seeing it.
The right person is?
With the wrong person.
With the wrong person.
I can wear nothing.
And with nothing. I would like to tell. I'm going to tell her.
So must I wait?
Yeah, but that's the thing, right? With relationships. If you are in a wrong one, eventually it will never work out.
No, I'm talking about the one who's single.
Yeah.
Wait me. Fella.
Wait me. If that's what they would prefer. But it's all about engaging with the right people, going to the right places, and knowing the kind of person that you need. People are lost. They don't know where they're supposed to go to.
We have time for one more, and then the show is over. Your question for Tebo.
I just want to find out if I fall in love this year and whether my finances will be okay because they are a disaster.
And then I'm going to find sister.
Oh, okay.
Thank you. I'm listening on the radio.
Thank you. 10 December 1972.
I don't think Osman Tapel is, it's all about not her falling in love this year. She has fallen in love before, but I think the issue is not with her. She's very sweet, but she doesn't talk a lot. So sometimes it confuses the people that are dating. I think it's a problem with the people that she has seen before or been in a relationship with. They were not right for her. So all I'm going to say for now is that the right person will come for her, and then utterly easy. Her spirit will let her know that this is the one for you. This is the one that you should be able to date. Why? Because there will be too much compatible and a little more to all. The other ones, and she must, disappointment. He feels like men have disappointed her a lot. You know, men are not the same. You know, he will eventually get the right person there'll be a lot of compatibility with that person. In terms of the finances are high. She's want to do something in regards with building, you know, and she can confirm that if she wants to. Mm-hmm. But there's something about building. Either it's building a house or renovating it, and then she needs to start saving for it, you know, or getting the help that she needs with that. But her finance will improve. She needs to. She's in an age that she needs to take investments very serious and saving. So she needs to save and invest in the right investment. So she needs to learn more about investing. Yeah.
You say you have another tour, Limpo?
Yes, I've got another tour.
Mediums on tour.
It's very big, guys. It's happening all over South Africa. We are coming to your province if we are not there yet. Our next province is Johannesburg because we did Pretoria last year. We did Pretoria twice. Yeah, city. Yeah, sorry. Our next city is Johannesburg. We're going to be having it at the capital in Sandton. It's going for on the 28th, 29th, and the 30th. So please follow me on my social pages, which is Tebogo Mofete on Facebook and also Tebogo Mofete on Twitter for more details. And I did say that it's about couples, but even if it's an individual, you can also come and hear about your life, but we are concentrating here more about the couple. So it's going to be great. So come and check us out and then and be in our midst, you know, come and have breakfast with us, come and we'll tell you where to fix, what to do, not what to do. So it's exciting. You've got the best of both worlds, you know. You'll get a bit of me and a bit of Mpo, and then that will give you how to align your life. So that's great. It's something that's never been done before in South Africa.
We're talking love in February. Tebogo, all the best. Keep shining.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Thank you for the opportunity. And if for people who want to get hold of me, the number is 079-820-5086, 079-820-5086, and then, or 067-392-3017. Thank you, Bratty.
The best tea in the city, Monday to Friday, 9 a.m. to midday, on Kaya 959.
On the street, on the air.